This is FIBA Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
My Father's hand. John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 29. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. In this chapter, it is about the sheep and the shepherd. Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd. And we read how good the Good Shepherd is. In verse 7, he says, I am the gate of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers. He says, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. I am the Good Shepherd, lays down his own life for the sheep. Verse 11, and he says, I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. Look at the picture of the sheep and the shepherd. He's talking about that intimacy, that ownership. And the shepherd is saying, I know my sheep, and the sheep recognize my voice. I also have other sheep which are not of this flock. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice. In other words, the shepherd is concerned not only about his sheep, but he's also concerned about the sheep that is not part of his fold. And he's saying, I would like to bring them in. I must bring them also. And look at what he says. The Father loves me because I lay down my life so that I take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. Jesus' words of intimacy with the Father, of laying down his life and taking it up again, provoked a response among the Jewish leaders who heard them. And interestingly enough, the response varied from one person to another. At these words, the Jews were again divided. People said, "Why listen to him?" Some concluded he was mad, but others weren't so sure. When Jesus walked into the temple, the Jews surrounded him and asked, "If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus said, "I told you, but you don't believe it because you're not my sheep. If you are my sheep, you will hear my voice, follow me, and I know them. I give them eternal life, and no one can snatch them from my hand." Look at that security a child of God enjoys. No one can snatch them away from my hand. The Lord takes the ownership of the sheep. He says it with utmost confidence and boldness. No one can snatch it. My sheep is well protected and secure in my hands. That is why Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verse 37 to 39, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." What a beautiful promise. The security that a child of God enjoys. You are safe in the Father's hand. Are you his sheep? If you are, then you are secure in his hands. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. God bless you.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.